episode 177, Being Wrong in a Right World.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you feeling today? Are you on fire or are you struggling? Are you wishing that it was another day than what it is today for you? Maybe you're having some ups and downs. Maybe you're just like, no, well, I'm just here and I'm going with the flow of things. Wherever you are, I am so excited that you're here for Girl Time. It's our time. It's our time to chat. And this is really going to be a fun one. This is about being wrong in a right world. And I was like, whoa, we're getting deep, aren't we? Well, we are. And I told you we were going to start getting into some nitty gritty, right? It's good just to kind of lay the foundation and start seeing some things. But now let's take it down into deeper and deeper layers. We've been talking about self-confidence, right? And beginning to rebuild really who you are, as in being confidence, right? Episode, what was it? 174, I believe, was you are confidence, right? Are you beginning to feel that? Because you need to. You have gifts and talents. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And so in your journey in life, through life, did you do your homework? Did you take that hot air balloon ride? I hope you did. They're kind of fun, especially when they're on pretend. Because then you can go wherever you want. But it's neat to take a different perspective, a different look into your life. And by joining me today and us coming together for our chat time, oh, I'm excited you're part of the family. I just feel like, you know, it's just like I've got so many sisters around the world. I really do, because when I say your family, I do. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. And you're special. And I want you to know that. And so go forth today with a smile on your face as we continue to chat. If you just found us recently, I'm so excited you're still here. Yes, with all the craziness that we have, it is a lot of fun. And we do life together. That's what we do here. We do life together. And especially as moms, we've got so much out there. And so I'd love to hear from you. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. And you can always send me an email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com too. Either way, you can find me out there on social media. I'm getting better, but little bits at a time, little bits. I'm setting goals. I'm writing them down. Yes, believe it or not, I actually do what I say, meaning, you know, what I'm teaching here or what I'm sharing, however you want to look at it, if I'm mentoring you, consulting you, whatever words you want to use, in my opinion, I'm serving you and giving you what I know, what works for me, where I am, the different things I've tried. Being a mom of five, sometimes things can get really complicated. And that boils and brings us down to being wrong in a right world. I stumbled upon Peter T. McIntyre. He said this: confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that got me in the gut hard. Well, part of you guys already know, if you've listened to multiple episodes, you will have heard me speak about perfectionism. And I am a recovering perfectionist. And actually, I don't want to say necessarily I'm recovering. I really do my best not to, but I still catch my little hiccups every once in a while. And when I say hiccups, I'm talking about like, oh, I'm in the kitchen and I yell out to the kids, what is it? Why do I have to spend 12 minutes picking up after you all, putting things back away, doing this to create what I feel is the right way for the kitchen? Now, yes, there is sort of right and wrong, like put away your dishes where they're supposed to or put the food away, right? But does it really matter where that knife was placed as long as it's in a safe area, right? Or where those paper plates are actually stacked. Well, if they got in the wrong area, but they're put away, they were put away, right? Yes. So sometimes even I still have the hiccups, okay? But being wrong in a right world, this is really huge, because when you think about it, living in the world of technology with Google and Wikipedia and Siri, you know, you have totally, you know, every computer kind of at your disposal can totally add to the perfection world, right? always being right. Yeah, always being right. Well, I stumbled upon this whole thought process here when I was, I walk with my sons. We try to do it at least Monday through Friday, and we do at least 2 miles. Sometimes I can push them a little bit more. I enjoy walking, and it's just really our, it's our chat time. I love it. I get my chat time with you guys, and then I get my chat time with my children, with my boys. I take them out, and then I do other things with my girls. I just really try to spend some special time with them. And so in walking one day, my little Einstein, he's my number four, he made this comment to me. He says, "Well, Mom, are you right?" And I was like, where did that come from? And I really didn't respond because I was kind of taken back by the question of, you know, are you always right? And I began thinking harder on it. Well, he immediately replied, "You always have to be right, right? I mean, right? You always have to be right?" And so I took a deep breath and thought, "Okay, Mom, you're on the spot here. You are in the spotlight. You are on stage. What are you going to say now? He is listening. You've got his attention." And so I simply took a deep breath and I told him honestly, "You know, I may not know everything, but what I do know comes from studying and living life. It's experiencing life. It's learning things through school. It's experiencing the world out there and having children and being married and all of that and reading my Bible and learning and diving more into my subjects of interest." But I said, the one thing is, though, is I don't necessarily know everything. But yet I like to think sometimes that I know everything. And of course, when we're talking to our kids, we know everything, correct? Yes, correct. We do. But the thing is, though, being wrong in a right world, is that good or is that bad? As Peter said up here, he said, "Confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong." Thing is, a lot of the times, confidence in oneself comes from where? Being right. But really, it's not that, right? That's not what Peter was saying. He said, but what it really is, it's the acceptance of being wrong that gives confidence. Interesting thought. What is it that we, especially as moms, or even as women, because as women, what? We tend to pull back a little bit. We tend to, we're concerned that we have to be right because of our career. We're working with men. You may be the only woman with about 4 or 5 different men. You know, all of us work in different areas. You may be the daughter and have nothing but brothers, okay? So we all have a different perspective when it comes to being wrong in a right world, or being, you could, you know, say it this way and say being right in a right world, correct? Wow. But the thing is it's not that. Our focus is that we always have to be right. The key is we have to be right. If we're not right, then what's happening? Well, then we're wrong. And then what happens with that? Our self-confidence goes and it tanks. Right? And we bottom out and then we feel like, you know, the worst person ever. So my son asks me, "You know, Mom, are you right? Are you always right?" It really got me thinking. And I was like, well, no, I'm really not always right. I think coming to that point of knowing, okay, is it okay to be wrong? Yeah, it is. It's so okay to be wrong. I know sometimes I look at, you know, what my daughters having a conversation. I'll replay some of those in my head. And sometimes I'm quick to jump and the tone of my voice comes out and it sounds like they take it as if I'm attacking them. I mean, it's not bad or anything, but it just sounds like, rawr, you know, the lion and a mom is here. And it's not that. But that's how they hear it themselves. I don't hear it that way, but they do. And so sometimes I have to go back and say, you know, sweetheart, I love you, and I wasn't like yelling at you. It was just an extra passion, which what we were talking about got me going, kind of got me hot under the collar. I'm sorry. I need to tone it down next time. And they're like, oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. And a hug is shared. Being wrong in a right world. There's something about that that creates this atmosphere of building you up even more than always being right in a right world. Because being right in a right world, it just means what? You're egotistical, right? Yeah, my kids like to say, aren't they kind of a jerk, Mom? You know, the ones that they can read a little bit going, man, they're kind of cocky, aren't they? They think they know it all? Really? Well, sometimes, moms, we come across that way. But I think it's more important to say, you know what? When we're wrong, acknowledge it. It's okay. Think about it. If everything is always right, how can being wrong rebuild you? Whoa. I'm going to say that again. If everything is always right, how can being wrong rebuild you? Great question there, right? Don't you think? I think so. But being wrong opens the door to learning, growing, and excelling to your best selfie. It does. You see, in the situation with my daughter and saying, oh man, I had that bite to my tone, hun. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't want to come across. I didn't want you to think I was yelling at you because I really wasn't. Okay. It just got me under the collar. I'm sorry. I need to watch my tone. I love you. Yeah. You see, learning and growing from being wrong opens the door to what? Personal development. Being able to grow into the person that you were created to be. I know it's sometimes hard to think that, but really it is. So actually, the next time you're wrong, just smile. Giggle at yourself and say, well, it's time to grow. It's time to learn a little bit. And your children will be like, what happened? Your husband will be like, whoa, what is she on? And your best friend will be like, do I know you? Right? Because sometimes I think we take ourselves too seriously. So you say, okay, Christiane, I am always trying to be right. Yep, that's me. I'm always trying to be right. But you know what? I need to understand that being wrong in a right world, well, it's okay. So how do I do that? Well, here you go. Here's your kiss. Breathe with each mistake. Yep, that's it. Breathe with each mistake. Number one, you need to acknowledge the error or the mistake, okay? You need to say, yep, I did that. Own up to it, like I did with my daughter. I'm sorry I yelled at you. My tone was too sharp. I need to tone it down a little bit. I need to watch. I need to really listen to how you were hearing me. Thank you for pointing that out. Own up to it. Acknowledge your error or mistake. Number two, what would you do differently? Ask yourself that question. What would you do differently? Okay, so back to my whole thing with my daughter, right? So I got a little tony. So maybe I need to what? Breathe in the situation. If I know this is an area of mine that I'm weaker at, that I need to work on, then maybe in that moment I'm like, okay, literally I do need to breathe before I speak. Or maybe I need to walk, count to five, come back, count to five, and then have the conversation. Obviously, you take it as it comes, okay? There's going to be times where, no, you're not perfect. You're not playing this out. But if you want to learn, if you want to grow, you need to ask yourself, what would you do differently? And number three is this. Then learn a new skill to support the above. Yeah. You've got to learn a new skill to support what you would do differently. Simple as that. Not hard. Breathe with each mistake. You can do it. And it's okay being wrong in a right world. It shows what? That you're real. It shows what? That you're authentic. And that's what's awesome, even about here, about what we do. I am not perfect by any means. I have stories to tell. I have lessons that I've learned, experiences that I have come from. And you know what? They all have shaped me who I am now. They don't have to define me. Being wrong doesn't mean that you're not always right and that you don't know your stuff. What it is telling you is that, guess what? It's giving you the opportunity to say, you know what? Yeah, confidence is coming from being wrong. I'm learning to be my best selfie. You are learning to be your best selfie. Go out and make it an incredible day. Go out and say, you know what? If I'm wrong at something, guess what? I know how to do it. I'm going to breathe with each mistake. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.